Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery. Always excited to be here for another Mind Shifting Monday. Thank you to all of you that are listening via Blog Talk Radio, as well as those of you that are calling in to listen to the live show. For those of you that are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, welcome. This show is for you. It's for regular people just like us that are looking to live extraordinary lives. So whether we're looking for a mind shift in terms of our personal life or our professional life, maybe we need a little tweaking in terms of health and wellness or spirituality, this show is for you. Any possible area you can think of in which you need to have a paradigm shift, a mind shift, this is a show that you want to connect to every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you are not our friend yet, I encourage you to become our friend on Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. Also, you can go to MindShiftTalkRadio.com, learn more about the show. You can listen to replays, find out more about me, as well as my partner in success, as I like to call her, Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. And you can also connect with us there at MindShiftTalkRadio.com. So we'd love to hear your thoughts, any suggestions you have, any comments, any feedback. We love to hear from you guys. So again, thank you for tuning in tonight. For those of you that are listening to the replay, kudos to you for being so diligent about your own personal growth and development. Definitely going to have another exciting show tonight. Now, for those of you that may have missed the previous week's show, I encourage you to go back online. You can listen to that, as I said, at Mindshift Talk Radio. We had an amazing show last week, and you can go back and listen to the replay. I encourage you to share it with all your friends and family members. This is one of our favorite shows, and I called it a throwback show because it was one of the best Mindshift episodes we've ever had. And so we had Mr. Chris Kloss on here, the Possibilitarian, talking about living above average and busting loose from media. I don't want to go into it too much and tell you everything. I don't want to spoil it for you, but I will say it was a fired up and awesome one-hour show. So you want to go back, download it, share it with your friends, share it with family members. You're going to want to tweet about it. You're going to want to talk about it on Facebook. It was amazing. It was amazing. So definitely go back and do that. Also, with tonight's guest, we will be taking live calls. So if you have any pressing questions, I think you guys are going to find this show pretty interesting tonight. Feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. Again, 347-989-0206. So I've said enough. I know you guys don't want to hear me just continue to talk about what's going on in Mindshift world, but you're going to want to listen to tonight's guest. And I'm really excited about the individual that we have here as well as the topic that we're discussing. Now, normally, Sister Big Bones and I would be on the show and we kind of clown a lot and we talk about, we get very transparent on the show. And so we share a lot of personal things and we even have some fun talking about dreams and different experiences we've had. And for those that know me, I'm gonna let you guys in a little bit for those of you that don't know me, because people that know me as a dreamer. And even my sister makes fun of me about it because I'm always talking about a dream I have. And some of them are so off the wall. But I'm sure some of you guys can relate that there are certain dreams that you have that you're like, huh, I know there's more to it. You know, it's one that stands out. You may have had 10 dreams in one night, and the rest of them just seem so crazy, but there's just this one that really stood out to you. Maybe the colors were so vivid, or just, you know, some very amazing scenes that you saw, or just something that was just completely off the wall that you just can't forget about, and you have no way to understand what this dream is, and it just kind of bothers you. Well, I've found myself in that place several times. So I'm really excited about tonight's show because we're going to talk about dreams. We're going to talk about how your dreams are a pathway taking you to a deeper level of self-awareness. So for those of you that may have some questions, like I said, you can call in, but you'll also see that the chat room will be opening shortly. So you can also go in the chat room, ask any questions that you may have, and then we'll see if our special guest can go ahead and discuss those with us tonight. So tonight's guest, you're asking who he is, and if I had a drum roll, I would play my drum roll right now, but I don't have a drum roll, so just bear with me. But his name is Mr. Peter Metzner. Now, Peter wears several different titles, so if I were to sit here and just talk about all his accolades and accomplishments, that would probably take the whole hour. But I will say he's a phenomenal motivational speaker. He's a leadership development coach, and he facilitates various training programs. He's incorporated this guided visualization and dream work into his leadership coaching and training program. And so what he does is he works extensively with guided visualization and dreams, and he teaches this at various colleges, he goes to different conferences, and he facilitates different seminars on leadership. So here we are talking about dreams and how it even ties into our leadership. And so he's written articles on leadership and dream work. He's given keynote presentations and workshops on dreams. So this man knows what he's talking about when it comes to tonight's topic about dreams and self-awareness. So without any further ado, I want to introduce you to tonight's special guest, Mr. Peter Metzner. Peter, welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Stacey. It's an honor to be here, and I really enjoy your show. And in fact, Chris's show was really inspirational. And it's a pleasure
indeed.
To be here.
I am so excited to have you here, as I said, from the first day that I met you and you told me about this and you talked about the concept. I was just like, okay, you have to be on Mindshift. And I get really excited. Like I said, I have some really off-the-wall dreams, and I know you don't have time to analyze me tonight. But I'm sure that many people have, you know, share the same questions and concerns that I have. So I'm really excited about tonight's show. And if you could, you know, before we even get started and going into the meat of what you're going to discuss tonight, just kind of give us an overview of what we can expect to learn from you tonight.
Okay, absolutely. I think in our society, we tend to dismiss what we don't understand or we become afraid of it. And how many times have you heard, oh, after a nightmare or a bad dream, oh, it was only a dream, go back to sleep. And I think we dismiss something that's very profound that's happening. And so what I'd like to do in the time that we have is just highlight, you know, I guess if there was a dream work toolkit, you know, what are the things that dreams tell us? How do we understand or better understand what dreams are telling us? And how can we relate to them and better remember them? And if there's one overall concept that I think is useful, is that every dream is trying to tell us something we need to know but don't know in our waking life. And they're coming to give us an insight to help facilitate our growth, our healing, and our wholeness. And nothing's wasted. So there are very, very powerful things happen when we're asleep and we dream.
I believe that. So before we get started, Peter, I know this is kind of like a little twist in the show. Normally, I would have had my co-host on. She always has some very interesting things to say, and I think she'll be able to help keep you on your toes tonight. Now, we had a delay, but she's able to make it on air. So before we get started, I want to go ahead and introduce you to her. So I'm going to give her like a very warm introduction. As I said before, she is my partner in success, and sometimes I call her my partner in crime, but she doesn't like that. But she's such an amazing woman, and she is also part of the heart of Mindshift Talk Radio. So this is the Big Bones. Are you there, Mamacita?
Did you unmute me?
Yes, you're on. Hey, sis, how are you?
Hi, Peter. Miss, I had the drum roll and everything, and I had the song, You
Did
May
you?
Think That I'm a Dreamer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
I'm so happy that you were able to make it to join us tonight. You know, I was going to keep Peter all to myself, but I just think you're going to be able to keep him on the show as well.
You have got to share him. I'm so excited to hear him tonight.
So, super. Peter, there's Sister Bill Bones. That's Juanita.
Anita. Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
So we're all here. I think we're ready. We're good to go. Chat room is open. Lines are open. So we're going to go ahead and just pass the mic over to you, and you can go on and get started, Peter.
Okay, certainly. Let me just share how I first really got involved with dreams. And this was a number of years ago. And I was tell you a little backstory. I was feeling trapped in my life. I was in a job. It was actually paying pretty well, but I'd been there a while, and I was feeling stuck. And one night I had a dream that I was trapped in a desert, and there was a chain link fence, a brick wall, and on the other side of the wall there was beautiful lush country, and there was an entrance to that, and there was this middle-aged surly guy that was guarding and keeping me trapped. And so I wonder who that guy was. So anyway, I woke up very disturbed by that dream, and I ended up taking it to an analyst. And what I learned is that dream was a metaphor of my life, that dream was showing how I was feeling trapped. And all these walls in the dream were, let's say, symbols of how I was keeping myself from actually claiming my vocation, my right livelihood. So it was a bad dream, but it had a profound impact on the shift that ultimately led me to doing what I'm doing today, coaching, training, workshops, writing, and that type of thing. So what I'd like to do is share, and this was about 15 or 16 years ago, and what I'd like to do is share what I've learned in the meantime. After I realized how that dream was a metaphor of my life, I started going to workshops, researching dreams, and before I knew it, I was being asked to do dream circles and seminars and sharing what I learned. And in just a few minutes of the time that we have, I'd like to share just some things that I think could be very useful for everybody. And also, if there's anything if there are any questions that that you have or others have, certainly happy to share. So one thing that I'll say is that what I've learned is that every dream comes to us for a reason. And if you were to ask me, well, what is the major benefit of dreams? And this comes from Jeremy Taylor and a number of others who study dreams and have worked with them, that every dream that we have comes in a universal language, and it comes to serve us, to help us with our health and wholeness. And even frightening dreams. Some of you or some of us, I don't think I know many people who haven't had nightmares, but even the scary nightmares and the recurring dreams are our unconscious mind trying to tell us something that we need to know but just aren't aware of in our waking life. And what's interesting about nightmares, especially the recurring ones, once we understand what that dream is about, we'll never have that nightmare again. And I'll tell you a story about that. One time I was working with a woman, and she had a recurring nightmare that she is at a wake at a funeral, and she goes and looks into a glass-covered coffin, and then she sees the body of her husband. End of dream. And she had that every week over and over and over again. And, of course, naturally, she was afraid that, you know, is my husband going to die? Is this a dream that's showing he's going to die? But then it eventually occurred to her that the dream was a metaphor. You know, one thing is not to take them literally, but to see it as a metaphor. And then when she realized that dream was a metaphor, that her marriage was dead, her relationship was dead, she never had the dream again. And I think she tried counseling and they tried to work it out, but I think the marriage was dead, and then eventually they did get divorced, and then she found somebody that was right for her. So even these dreams that seem to be scary are trying to tell us something that we need to know but maybe won't allow us to accept. So another thing about dreams, and I think we all, well, I believe, I know, and it's supported by so many others, that a lot of people think that, well, if we talk about dreams, maybe you should talk to a psychologist. And of course, I'm not going to discourage that, somebody who works with them, but I think all of us need to be connected to our dream life, and that dreams need to be included, I think, in all of our lives. And if you look at the history of dreams, the song, Keith Richards' song, Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney's Yesterday, came from a dream. Inventions like the sewing machine came from a dream. So what happens is that we dream our difficulties, we dream our creative impulses. Inventors often find their inventions in dreams, like the sewing machine, and that every dream is coming to us for a specific reason. And when we sleep, our creative mind is at work, and that's often where we get these inspirations, or wake up with an inspiration. So what do our dreams mean? Well, I guess if I were to tell you what your dreams meant, I might be able to help you, but I also might be sharing you a lot of my stuff, And I think it is important to know that the dreamer is truly the expert. So in other words, the dreamer is the one who should be the expert. How do you know you've got the message of the dream? Well, you get that aha moment. You get that little tingle in the base of your spine, and all of a sudden it's almost like the veil comes away from your eyes, and you say, that's it. You get that aha moment. And that's, I think, the surest bet that you got some insight with the dream. And, and so that's the knowing, that kind of recognition. And with dreams, every dream has multiple meanings. So it's kind of like good art or good poetry. You read it once and you get a meaning, but you look at it deeper and there's many, many different levels of meaning. Could be about your work, your life, your health, and it could go even deeper into that as well. So here's one thing, too, that's very important. And I asked one time at a workshop a psychologist that was leading it. His name is Robert Johnson. And I said, well, is it true that every dream has meanings? Are some dreams just nonsensical or that? And the answer was that even the meagerest snippet of a dream can have transformational potential. And I'll give one example of somebody I worked with one time. And in some of the coaching I work with angry executives. And this fellow was at a leadership program, very angry, in his 50s. And we talked about dreams in the workshop, and he just got up and said, that's a bunch of psychological hooey, and then left the door. And for me, it takes a lot to throw me. And as he's leaving, I said, I bet you're going to have a dream. And what often happens, just talking about dreams, if people don't say, I don't dream, well, you do dream. It's just we don't remember them. Sometimes just hearing about them or talking about them like we do stimulates recall. Well, the next day at the breakfast at buffet at the place we're having a program, he came up to me and he just said the word dominoes, and I was clueless. I thought, okay, what's going on here? Has he lost his mind? And he said, well, for the first time that I can ever remember, I had a dream, and I had a dream about dominoes, and now I know why I'm here. I'm ready to do my work. Well, I'm still clueless, and I guess if you're clueless or a coach or if you're wanting to do any good listening to follow up with a question. And I said, well, what does dominoes have to do with it? He says, well, I had a dream of dominoes, and very similar to when we were kids, have you ever knocked over domino and then they all fall one after another? And he said, well, this is how my life has been. When I was a kid, I had a dad who was verbally abusive, sometimes physically abusive. My brother picked on me. I was picked on in school. And life was really, really difficult. And then one year I had a growth spurt and I started lifting weights and I bulked up. And then guess who became the bully? He became a bully, and he made an intention. Nobody's going to mess with me again. And the next stage was he became the bully. And it followed him not only in high school but after high school and into his job. And then he realized that just like dominoes, these events in his life, the things that he did, that was the reason he was sent to the program. And so once he realized this pattern in his life, he was ready to do his work. So even a snippet of a dream like dominoes can actually open the door for some very remarkable transformations. I remember in one of my classes, I teach psychology as well, one of the students in my class, she would come in at a 9:30 class, and she would put her head on the table and looked like she was asleep, and it turned out she was hungover. These were Tuesday mornings, Thursday mornings. And when we talked about dreams, she became activated, and she shared this dream. And here's the beginning of it. She's getting into the car in the back seat. Her boyfriend's driving it, and she's having to move liquor bottles and beer cans and find a way to the seat, and he's driving erratically and the car is swerving. End of dream. And then her eyes teared up and she asked, does this mean I'm going to die? And I think the most important thing with dream work is to say, not to say with any certainty, but if you say, if this were my dream, this was what comes up for me, and that way you really can't go wrong. But I do believe dreams are trying to help us and heal us, and I just simply said, you know, if this were my dream, I'd say I'm not in control of my life. And if you look at the imagery, and if this were my dream, I'd be very concerned that if I don't make some shifts, something bad is going to happen. Well, from that one dream and then talking about it like that gave her the motivation to start working on her drinking problem, and she started getting help with that. And before long, she got her boyfriend to get help, and it turned out they both straightened out. She went ahead and got into one of the health sciences at the school, and last I heard, they got engaged too, and they both had really made some significant changes in dramatic ways. So a dream can be, to somebody who is struggling from any kind of alcohol or substance abuse, a dream can be a life raft, and if they are going to tell us what we need to know, but don't. And when you hear this, it also brings up a question that, isn't that interesting how we think we're in charge of our lives, but yet our unconscious mind is commenting almost like the reins of a horse. And if we're going off track in our life, our dreams are going to comment that. They're going to give a moment-by-moment daily commentary on if we're on the right track or wrong track. And our dreams are going to tell us something that we do need to know but just are simply aware of in our waking life. So it's very remarkable. So, oh, go ahead.
No, I just thought it was pretty interesting. I know one thing that you said a couple of times, you talked about dream works, and I know some people may have the question, when you talk about dream works, is it a specific science or process?
Okay.
Is it as a system? What exactly is that?
Yeah, thank you. The way I see it, doing work, it's working with dreams. When you do dream work, it's actually working with dreams. And I think, the most constructive way to look at them is to not take them literally, but to look at them like a metaphor, like an artist, and to say, if I'm going to work with dreams and I see these images, not to try to relate to it intellectually, but to ask, okay, what's the feeling that I got with this? In what way might this be a metaphor or a reflection of what's going on in my life? And dreams come from our right brain. Our right brain is usually associated with creativity, intuition, feelings, and emotion. And when we dream, the part of our brain, the front of our brain, that has to do with the executive function, that's the policeman. When we're asleep, the policeman is asleep, that part of our brain, and then that right part of our brain, the feeling part, emotion, intuition, and those areas actually get increased blood flow, and that's why we often dream of these things that we wouldn't allow ourselves to think about our dream, and it's a very useful process. Not only to let go of emotions or process emotions, even if we don't remember our dreams, they're still helping us. But it's a way to get insight into just about any area of life. If you're an inventor or a writer or a songwriter or looking at a solution to a business problem or a social problem, the dreams are there. And it's almost, the Talmud says, a dream is like a letter. Every night we dream, and if we don't understand our dreams, it's like a letter that's been unopened. And so every night we're getting messages and letters, and it's important to take a look at them and consider them and say, okay, what is the message and what's the insight that this letter is trying to give me?
Definitely. Now, I know you talked about, we're talking about the importance.
So I hope that helps. I hope that helps a little bit, too.
Definitely. It does help. And I know we're talking about
Carl
the importance
Jung,
of understanding
great brain. Psychologist who was at first a student of Freud and then followed Freud, he even went so far as to say that in sleep we awaken to who we really are, and that the dreams are independent of our consciousness. What makes them valuable is we can't cheat them. I think in our waking life we can make up stories, we can defend ourselves or what we do, but our dreams are going to tell it like it is. We can't cheat them, and that's what makes them really valuable. And the dreams are going to tell us almost objectively what we need to know, but maybe for some reason aren't wanting to or willing to face, and that's what makes them really, really valuable. So here, I have a question to you. Would it be helpful to share a couple of dreams in the past I worked with that kind of illustrate some of the things that we just talked about?
Definitely. Well, before you do that, Peter, before you go into that, I just want to make sure for those listeners that are just tuning in, you're listening to Mindshift Talk Radio.
Let me
Radio,
tell you, one dream of somebody I work with at school, and here's some backstory. She wanted to get married, and this is an interesting thought. Her boyfriend was gun-shy, and she wanted more than anything to get married. They'd been together about 7 years. and he just was gun shy with it. And so here's her dream, and see what comes up with you on this. But in her dream, she's in her car driving, and she gets to a church, typical church. And she sees him in front of the church, and so she goes into a car, pulls out a gun, and starts shooting at him, and he runs away, and she keeps shooting at him, and then he shoots back. End of dream. And so you'd wonder, well, what is that all about? And so when we talked about it, I wondered, well, what's going on in the relationship? Usually, if you think about dreams as a metaphor, one of the things that I said is I try to every time say, well, this is my dream, and I'd say there's some anger or hostility in the relationship. And that opened up some floodgates of emotion. And in her words, she said, well, she was critical of him and would often yell at him or take out her frustrations on him. And what she got out of that dream is that she was actually driving him away. It was a really interesting metaphor. There he is at the church, and she's shooting at him. And so what she got out of that is that she was actually driving him away with some of the things that she was saying and her temper and some of the anger. And that led to just that one dream led to quite a change in the way she approached the relationship and the way that she also related to him. So it's just amazing to me how each dream, it's almost like a fingerprint that they're unique. And even though there's some common themes about a dream, every dream is commenting about our life situation and telling us something that we need to know what's going on in our life, but we just aren't there. And all we have to do is open up to it. Yeah. So I guess a quick recap, and then maybe we can open it up for some questions, because I wanted to only talk for about 20, 30 minutes and then see what came up as far as questions. But just to recap is that you're the expert on your dreams. What I would urge you to consider is that dreams generally are a metaphor of our life, not to take them literally, and that they're trying to heal us. Even the scary dreams, they're trying to tell us something that we need to know. And just by being open to dreams and trying to ask, well, what is the metaphor, or how can I open up or at least understand the emotion, they can tell us amazing insights. A couple of very common dreams I hear over and over again. I hear a lot of tornado dreams, and whenever I hear a tornado dream, I ask, well, what's been going on in life, or when you first had that dream, what was going on? And oftentimes when an adult talks about, well, I had this dream of a tornado when I was 7 or 8 years old, I say, well, what was going on when you're 7 or 8? And they often talk about a parent's divorce or some financial difficulties. And so a tornado often is a metaphor, well, I'm feeling out of control in my life or not safe in my life. Another common dream that I hear an awful lot are lost purses or wallets. And so if you think about what's in a purse or wallet, our identity, and often when I hear these dreams of people losing their purses or their wallets or somebody else having their wallets, a lot of that comes into, well, you know, I'm having to live up to somebody's expectations, or I'm trying to figure out who I am or what my identity is or where I need to go. So it's very interesting how we will dream our questions, we'll dream our difficulties, and they are independent of our waking consciousness, and that's what makes them exceptionally valuable to help us be on the right track or help us move towards authentic living. So with that, I'm wondering if there are some questions maybe you'd like to have, or if there's anywhere else you'd like to go on talking about dreams.
Well, Peter... Hello? Stacy?
So, no questions?
Can anyone
Yeah, I don't think that Peter
okay,
can
wait
hear
wait for a little bit of silence. I know on the radio you don't want to have too much silence, but I'll just wait for a moment
right. Still.
I think we're going to need to, we're going to try to get in touch with Peter, because clearly there's something going on with the phone line. So, I'm going to go ahead and try to reach out to him.
Okay, so
on another line.
Yeah, hopefully you can still hear me. I'll talk, hearing you, I'll talk a little bit more about some of the other things that I've learned about dreams. And again, if any questions come up, it would be helpful to direct me to any question or particular area of interest.
Peter, can you hear us? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio.
Hello.
And our guest is Peter Metzner tonight. We're having some technical difficulties, and we're working hard to correct them. But we are talking about dreams and the importance of such and what they mean. With leadership guru, and I call him dream expert, Peter Metzner.
The dream doctor.
The dream doctor.
Right. I mean, I'm hoping that we'll be able to get the lines together and Peter can call back in. I think he's already shared some interesting stuff, and I had quite a few questions that I wanted to ask, so I'm hoping we'll be able to get him back on. But
I got a question. Like, I lost my wallet. Think I can dream of where to find it?
I don't know if it works that way. But let's see. Let's see if we can get Peter back on the line. Peter?
For some reason, the line went dead. I don't know if it happened on my end.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're back. You can hear us clearly, right?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. And all of a sudden, it started fading out. And I left a couple of pauses for questions, and I didn't hear anything. And then all of a sudden, it went dead. So I apologize if
well, you know, it's okay. It's live radio. Things happen. So
yeah.
We're just happy that you're back. But great.
I'm back. So anyway, let me know where you last heard me or left off, and we can pick up from there.
Definitely. Well, I know you were going to go into another segment, but we were asking a couple of questions before that. Juanita, do you want to go ahead and ask your questions before I get started with some questions that I had? And we don't hear her. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and, you know, get started with the questions I have, if you don't mind, Peter. I don't know if you're going to answer these later, but I guess, you know, I'm a little eager at this point. So is it okay if I start asking mine?
Okay, super.
Okay, great. And I also have some questions that are coming into me right now. Like, I'm getting text messages and inbox messages for people that are listening to the show. So we do have some questions. But one of the questions that I have here was, you know, what are, I guess, in terms of the dreams, what are some signs of good things that are going to come from your dreams? And then what are some of the red flags or some of those top warning signs in your dreams that there's some difficulties or some challenges coming ahead?
Is there
anything in particular that
stands out? That's a really
good
question. Yeah, thank you for those. Let's say, I think the good signs first, dreams are an affirmation. And, most of our behavior is unconscious. And we often repeat patterns in our life over and over and over again because we're unconscious. And dreams, they try to make us more aware and more conscious. And oftentimes we're unconscious of our talents. We're unconscious of our abilities. And we may be even unconscious or not allow ourselves to listen to that little voice of that yearning that we can be so much more than we are. And so I think some of the signs that that are good signs is that when we start moving in a direction that's right for us, the dreams are going to be very affirming too. And I'd say more than trying to really interpret or understand them, but to wake up with the emotion. And sometimes dreams, you know, you wake up and you just feel, it's such a neat dream, or you just see, or you just feel so good after it. Oftentimes, those signs or that emotion, you know, is a sign that we're making some steps in the right direction, and they're going to affirm that too. And, and that's very important, that our dreams are going to reflect what's going on in our waking life. And when we do something that is authentic and moving towards claiming, you know, who we really, really are, our unconscious is also going to comment on that and show us something that in a dream that makes us feel really good. And it could be often, you know, sometimes a clue, the people we admire most, we have those abilities. And oftentimes we admire people who have reached some kind of fame or significance or done something. And one of the reasons we admire them so much is because we have that quality. And sometimes in our dreams, you know, we see that type of thing happening. And that's our unconscious also alerting us, yes, you know, we can live bigger, we can live larger. So I think that's a really good sign. And now, what's a red flag? And for me, that's a little bit more difficult because I view the nightmares, the scary dreams, as also trying to help us and heal us and make us grow.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess some of the red flags would be, I would ask, what's the emotion that you woke up with? And if you have a dream and you wake up with dread, with anxiety, and you wake up with some really negative emotions like anger or fear, well, to me, that's if it were me, I would think that, okay, there's something going on in my waking life that I'm dreading, that I'm fearing, that I'm angry about, and that the dream is trying to alert me that there's something going on I need to address. And so if I'm getting these dreams over and over and over again, I would see this as the unconscious mind telling me I've got to pay attention and I've got to address something. And I'll tell you one story. I was working with an individual, and he kept having a recurring nightmare. He's in his car. It's a sports car. He's driving too fast. He's hitting the lane dividers. He's flipping the car. He's bumping into other cars. And then, so I'd ask, well, if it were me, I'd say, well, what's driving me? And am I driving myself too much? Am I driving myself in a dangerous way? And we stopped talking, but then later on, I found out that he's in the emergency room with some chest pains. And so, to me, the dream was a metaphor of that. What a perfect metaphor of that part of the dream saying, you know, that if I'm driving myself this hard, that some bad things are starting to happen. So, you know, to me, that's, if anything, a red flag, yet at the same time to listen to the dream and say, okay, what's going on in my life that maybe I really need to reflective about?
Now, do you find that sometimes we have some, I guess, misconceptions about dreams when you're talking to people about their dreams? For example, mm-hmm. I remember in the past I had a dream that I shared with a friend of mine, and it was a in the dream, I saw a lot of black mm-hmm. clothing, black feathers, and just a lot of black. And so I think most of us would assume, okay, black is a dark color based on mm-hmm. what we've been conditioned to believe, you know. And mm-hmm. and my friend shared some very interesting insight because her thoughts were, well, you know, you have to think about how you also have black pearls and you think about mm-hmm. diamonds. And she's like, so it's not necessarily negative and we have to go away from that. So I'm wondering when you're talking to clients and you're doing these workshops and so forth, do you come across people having, you know, some, I guess, some misguided misconceptions?
Yeah,
about
there's some universal aspect to dreams, but yet every dream is unique. And we mm-hmm. also have to take it into context with some of the other things. Like, say, for instance, somebody could dream of a gun, and to somebody mm-hmm. who likes to hunt, the gun means one thing. But to somebody who is afraid of guns or maybe had mm-hmm. had a bad relationship to gun or been shot at, it's a different thing. So a symbol in a dream could mean many, many different things. And I think part of the clues could be, what was the context, what was going on, let's say, in waking life when you had the dream, and waking up, what was the emotion that was felt with that? And all of these things, it's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle, and this mm-hmm. is why I think it's important not to be an expert, but to be curious and to be a detective. And for me, I think it would be too much or maybe even arrogant to think I understand or I know what that dream is. Mm-hmm. Some dreams very hard to figure out, and sometimes some of my dreams have taken a few months to figure out, but when I figured them out, I said, oh my gosh, why didn't I know that? So I would be curious about some of the other things, and then maybe, you know, for me, come up with something, well, this is my dream. And what's very powerful in dreams, if you have two or three people say, well, this is my dream, this is what comes up, mm-hmm. the insight that two or three people together can share can be very profound.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
And I guess it makes sense, like you said, because your dreams are based on your own personal experiences. So, you know, three of us could have the same dream. Well, I also remember some of the material that you sent to me. I was looking at your website and looking at some of the material that you sent, And I remember coming across something that said, and you probably can give us more detail about it, but there was someone that did some research on dreams, and he was saying that no one has ever had the same dream. Like, no two people have ever had the same dream. But I know there's
right,
been
kind of
similarities
like
in dreams.
Snowflake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you're talking
yeah,
about
really
the unconscious.
Now.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Peter.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
It just triggered a thought, and you know, there are some universal things, like dreaming of an animal. Well, animals often represent our instincts and our drives. And so I had a dream one time. I was about to accept a job out of state, and I dreamt that I was in a that there was a German shepherd in an evergreen tree, and its hind legs were about to fall out, and it was hanging on for dear life in this evergreen tree. Well, when I look at dreams, like I say, well, there's something wrong with this picture. I mean, a squirrel should be in a tree, a bird, a cat even, but not a dog. And then this is one of those dreams that I got the message 6 months later. I accepted a job, but it wasn't really right for me, and I wasn't right for the position. And here's a dream telling me in an amazing way that I'm putting my instincts in a place where they shouldn't be. And it took me 6 months, out another 6 months, to get back to where I live now in North Carolina.
Wow, that's interesting. So talking about animals, then I see, and you know, we get a little transparent on the show. So I'm not let me just say this: when you're talking about animals, what are your thoughts about rats? And I recently had a dream about rats, so I'm really curious about this one. What are your thoughts about dreaming about rats?
Okay, can you give me a little more context, or should I say generally?
Well, no, I can give you more. Basically, I was in a room, and I could hear something in the corner. And I'm on the phone, carrying on, just kind of flapping my jaws like usual. And I hear it, and I'm kind of like, And then finally, I go to look at the corner, and I can see the tail of a rat, because it wasn't a mouse. It was way too long. And I could see the tail go into a hole in the wall. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And so I was talking to the person on the phone, telling them and freaking out about me seeing the rat. Well, I hop in the bed because I was afraid. And when I hopped onto a bed, there was another rat in the bed.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Okay. And is that the end of the dream?
That was the end of it, because I was so freaked out. I was done after that.
So then there's a rat in the bed, and then you woke up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. And let me just repeat it quickly so that I get the gist of it. So you're talking on the phone, and then you see a rat in the corner of the house, kind of like sneaking away, and you're not feeling very good about it, in a sense, freaking out. And then you hop into the bed, and there's a rat in the bed, and then end of dream. Is that pretty close?
Yeah. I hit it out of the bed, and then I woke up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got out. So for me, if it were my dream, again, I don't want to tell you what the dream means because I might project some of my stuff on it, but here's some of the things that come up for me. The connotation with rats, I mean, you look at the language, or you say, well, that person was a rat, or somebody acted ratty, or there's something ratty here. If it were my dream, I'd wonder if, you know, there's something going on where there's, you know, somebody doing bad behavior or ratty behavior or untrustworthy behavior, and then, you know, hopping into bed at one place I should feel safe where I'm still feeling that. So if it were me, I'd wonder, is there something going on in my life? I'll say first person. Is there something going on in my life where I don't feel safe or trusting, you know, where something ratty is going on, even to the point where there's just something that's causing me to be disturbed? And what is the potential metaphor of my waking life where even a place where I should feel rest, I'm feeling there's just something that I don't want? And I don't know if that triggers anything.
No, but I sure will think about it. Give me something to think about, I tell you that much.
Yeah. And then you could say that usually everything in a dream is a part of us. And so, so I'd wonder, is there a part of me that maybe I need to look at, or some behavior or something, you know, am I not being true to myself in some way? Or, you know, if I think about this animal that's there, that shouldn't be there, you know, a rat shouldn't be in the house. We don't want them in the house. We don't want them certainly in the bed. And so I'd wonder, is there something that is out of place, you know, that's unwelcome in my life that I want to get out, but I'm having trouble getting out? That's, if it were me, another way that I would start, you know, being a detective inquiring.
That is so deep. So, you know, now what are your thoughts about, what about these, okay, Peter, what do you think about these dream dictionaries and all these sites that you can go to online to interpret your dreams? Do you think those are kind of on point, or would you kind of just steer people away from that?
Well, I think they can be helpful, like books on symbols and some of these dream dictionaries. They can be helpful because there are some universal meanings, and I think a lot of it depends on the person who wrote the book. Or who wrote the dream. I think a lot of times these symbols can be very, very useful. You know, like if you have a dream where it's nighttime, you know, that's often a symbol, well, there's something I'm not aware of. And water can mean a lot of different things. And so I think a dream dictionary can get you on the track of starting to put things together. Again, I wouldn't take them literally, but some can give some very, very useful insight into some of the dynamics of day-to-day life. I think if we keep in mind, you know, a few of the basic things that dreams are coming to help us, that usually and very often the things in the dream are reflections of parts of ourselves, especially people. You know, you dream of somebody that's angry in a dream. The question is, okay, what part of me is angry? And sometimes it can be very helpful to get you into that line of questioning.
Yeah,
I have.
Well, for those of you that are just tuning in, before you go into that, Peter, I just want to let people know that you're just getting in. You're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. And tonight we're talking about dreams and self-awareness. And so we're joined by facilitator, motivational speaker, leadership development coach, I guess the list goes on and on, Mr. Peter Metzner. And we're learning so much about dreams, but I know I cut you off, Peter, so I'll let you go ahead and finish that thought that you
My
have
apologies.
Before I ask another question. No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, going along those lines, too, I think that if we're open-minded and there are some universal symbols that some of these books on symbols take, and I think that could be very, very useful and get you thinking. And if it's written by a psychologist or somebody who has really been working with dreams, I think there are some really good resources. I have some resources on my website, which is Dynamic Change, Inc., and so I've written a few blog posting on dream and the unconscious, and so all of that is available, too, if anybody is curious about some other resources, too.
Awesome. Let's see if we have Juanita. Sister Big Bones, are you there on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. What are your thoughts about what we've been discussing so far with Peter?
I'll tell you offline about that dream and them rats, but
I don't think I want to hear your interpretation.
Peter, I have a question more so about what do you get people to do who, like, aren't dreaming or don't realize that they're dreaming or can't tell you the last time that they had a dream?
Okay, that's a really good question. And I think the way that I think is a good way to look at it is that even if we don't remember our dreams, we are dreaming. I mean, all animals, kangaroos, marsupials, we're all dreaming. And it's not that we're not dreaming, it's just that we're not remembering them. And a way to look at them is that dreams are like friends. They need to be welcomed. And I suspect, you know, for the folks who are listening to this call, and especially those who don't remember our dreams, just talking about them like we are often is a trigger to start remembering dreams. Now, there's a couple other things we can do as well. If you have a little notebook by your bed, again, that's signaling your unconscious, that's your mean business, that you want to remember it. And also, the self-talk that we do also affects our dreams and our unconscious very profoundly. When people tell me, I don't remember my dreams, I'll ask them to say, well, what did you just say? I don't remember my dreams. And then the awareness comes, well, that's almost like an intention. If I tell myself I don't remember my dreams, guess what's not going to happen? And so if we change our talk and say, I'm going to remember my dreams, amazingly, guess what happens? People remember their dreams.
Start to remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I know that we're coming up towards the end of the hour, so any final thoughts that you want to share with our listeners, Peter, before we wrap it up for tonight?
Okay. Well, if just to take a look and say that our dreams are more than just entertainment, they're more than just random firings. I mean, some of these stories, I said, how could we make this stuff up? I mean, they are telling us something very profound, and even if we're still puzzled by what the dreams are, just having an attitude of openness and being curious, like, I wonder what that was about, or I wonder what that dream's trying to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes asking the question can start giving us the answers, just like in life. If we ask the right question, like, okay, what do I need to do to get beyond this? And if we now are just open to our, let's say, deeper sources of guidance, like our unconscious too, there mm-hmm. is a much deeper and I'd say richer experience of life. And we certainly can experience life in much deeper and I think more fulfilling ways too.
Definitely. Now, you talked about our dreams coming from the unconscious or subconscious, but how much of our dreams or how, you know, is it possible that any of our dreams are coming from the conscious mind and not necessarily coming from the subconscious?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think some of them could be our fantasies. I think there are many levels. You know, we think about, levels of dreams, and sometimes that dreams could reflect wish fulfillment. You know, Freud was mm-hmm. big on that. But there's also a deeper level. The Greek word for, when you look at psychology, the Greek word for psyche means soul. And originally, mm-hmm. psychology meant the study of the soul. And on a deeper level, if you say, okay, well, I have this made-up identity, and I have this unconscious, but underneath that there's this soul, this essence, this psyche, self, whatever you're comfortable with. Some might even be more comfortable with instinct. But there's this higher self that's trying to communicate to me. And when we're asleep, you know, we're still. It's almost, in some ways, some people call it almost like a near-death state. And it's when we're very still that we're able to hear these messages, let's say, from our higher self. And these messages are very important, and this is why I think when people do have, let's say, spiritual and mystical experiences, they're often in nature, they've often lived a very reflective or contemplative life, and it's in that stillness, when we're still, that we're able to hear that little whisper or that little voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with dreams, the time that we're most still is when we're asleep, and that's when we get some messages that come from a very, very deep place in ourselves.
Definitely. So do you have any suggestions for books or any literature for someone that's new to the whole concept of dream work, wanting to get started?
Yes. There's a few books that I have found very helpful. Jeremy Taylor has written a number of books on dream work. I have some resources on my website that are in some of the articles that I posted, but Jeremy Taylor has written some very good books about dreams. And another author is Robert Johnson, and he's written very extensively about dreams and how dreams foster healing and wholeness as well. And there are a couple of authors. You could Google Robert Johnson, and you'll see a whole lot of his works. He has a genius for taking very profound ideas and making them understandable as well.
Mm. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you being here with us. You mentioned your website and where we can get more resources. Can you go ahead and share the website and any contact information for our listeners to be able to get in touch with you?
Yeah, certainly. So the website is dynamicchangeinc.com, and that'll give access to a blog. I've written a few blog postings on Dream, and I've also highlighted a pretty good bibliography on my website of some very useful books on dreams, as well as personal growth and leadership as well. So, again, that's dynamicchangeinc.com. So you have that. I've also got a section where there's a guided visualization that I use as well. So there's some pretty good sites. And in the blog, everything is, of course, free, and would certainly appreciate any comments if anybody finds that useful.
Definitely. And Sister Big Bones, do you have any final thoughts for Peter before we have to let him go for the evening?
No, I think the suggestion of keeping a journal near the bed is a great one. because I find anytime I realize I'm dreaming, it's time for me to wake up. So I need to jot down what has occurred. So it's very informative and helpful for me personally. And ooh, I can't wait to go to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I agree, Peter. This has been very insightful.
Yeah, I suspect a lot of folks that are hearing this, they'll have some very interesting dreams. It's every time we do talk about dreams, I hear so many really interesting and really neat accounts of some of the dreams that have come up.
Yeah. Well, you've given me a lot to think about tonight. I laid on your doctor's couch tonight, so now I'm going to be thinking about that dream.
Great. Well, I appreciate you having me. This has been an honor, and I just love sharing some of the things I've learned and hope that it a lot of folks will now pay more attention to their dreams.
Definitely, and we appreciate you taking the time to be here with us tonight. So, again, if you could just share the website one more time, dynamicchanging.com.
Yes, dynamicchanging.com.
And
there's a whole host of resources, and you can get access through the blog. And I've written some pretty good articles on navigating the middle passage and a number of them on developing self-awareness and finding meaning and purpose. And so it's all there. It's, for me, a labor of love, and it's, for me, one of the best ways to learn is to teach, and to write about it is a way of developing greater mastery. So I like to think that's, one of my offerings to be able to share some of these things that I've been very privileged and blessed to have experienced.
Well, we appreciate you being here with us tonight, Peter, and for all the information that you shared with us, tons of information and resources. So I definitely appreciate you being here. And I encourage all of the listeners to go out there and friend him also. He's on Facebook and he's on LinkedIn. So this is, someone that you want to be connected to. And we're thankful for you, all of you that are listening tonight to the live show, as well as those of you that are listening to the replay. As we say all the time, it's one thing to listen to this show and get this information and keep it to yourself, but it's so much more when you can share this with other people and bless other people with it. So we encourage you to go to mindshifttalkradio.com, listen to the replays, share it with your friends and family members. Go ahead and connect with us on Facebook. Also, if you're not following this show on Blog Talk yet, when you're listening in your browser at Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and hit the follow link, stay connected, find out about upcoming shows, and also any changes that may take place on the show as well. So we appreciate all of you guys tuning in tonight. Please forgive my throat, but we appreciate you guys tuning in, and we encourage you to be here every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, for another mind-shifting conversation. It's the perfect way to get your week started. So as always, you guys have another phenomenal, blessed, and amazing week, and we hope you'll join us next week. Take care. Good night.
Hey, good night.
Mind.